there are two famous leniencies in Bishul Akum that we rely on halacha lemaaseh that come up all the time. One is Eina Ola al Shulchan Malachim, things which are not special enough, not prestigious enough to be served at royal tables. Discuss that next week. The other, this week's discussion is Eina Nechal Kamo Shuchai, something which is not eaten. The Bishul Akum only applies to things which are not eaten raw, but something which is eaten raw, the Gemara says, the Poskim Paskin is not subject to Bishul Akum. So there are questions, but how do we define Eino Nechal Kamo Shuchai, Eino Nechal to whom? To you, to the cook, to most people in your town, most people in your country, in the world. How do we define Eino Nechal Kamo Shuchai? The common, modern, practical example everyone probably thinks of right away is sushi, the fish which is eaten in some cultures raw, some cultures not eaten raw, some people like it raw, some people don't like it raw. So what's the halacha? So the main achron who discusses this, mostly a shalom achronim, there is Zagos Hashri, but the mostly a discussion of achronim, the main achron that everyone talks about is the prichadash. Prichadash discusses the question of whether it depends on you or it depends on generally most people. And he basically says it does not depend on you, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, it depends on what most people do. If most people eat it raw and you don't, we say, but l'daito eitzel kaladam, and it is not subject to the laws of Bishul Akum, even though you need it cooked. On the other hand, if most people don't eat it raw, even if you would be willing to eat it raw, if someone cooks it, it's still going to be usher, even though you would eat it raw, because most people don't eat it raw, the rule, he repeatedly says, is bottle of diet tastes like aladam. He brings numerous gemaras all over different areas of halacha, brachas, and shabbos, and all kinds of meiser, all kinds of different erevin, all kinds of different contexts where Chazal say, things don't depend on you, things depend on what most people do, and therefore it is bottle of diet tastes like aladam. And we follow bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, whatever everyone else does, not what you do. The one concession he makes, based on this Hagos Hashri, he has Hagos Hashri, who does seem to say that it depends on local practice. Prichadash himself, Paskins in general, whether it's local individual practice, local community practice, local Medina, local Asra, none of this matters, he says. Normally, you always say butla daito. The one exception, based on Hagos Hashri, who does seem to say that it depends on local practice, is if it's not clear which is the rov, there is no clear rov, we know there are some people one way, some people another way, and there's no clear rov, then we just say, all right, so if we don't have a clear rov, we'll just let everyone, here it'll be this way, there it'll be that way, but in general, when there is a clear rov, we follow the rov. The Achronim bring, the Dak and Tshuva brings, the Sefer B'nai Chai, who disagrees with the Prichadash, and most of the Achronim didn't see the B'nai Chai. I haven't had a chance to see the B'nai Chai yet, but he just says he disagrees, and it is not clear exactly why. The Shevet Alevi in a tshuva suggests that the reason for the B'nai Chai is that it's true that whenever halacha cares about an objective definition of bishul or of the derech of something, it's true we say butla daito. But here it's a gzeira of chazal because of chasnif, so it depends on the metzias more whether you do or you don't need it cooked. The gzeira of kurva and the reasons they ask you depend more on what you need. It doesn't depend on objectively what most people need, but whatever the Hezbollah is, the B'nai Chai disagrees with the Prichadash and says that it depends on your particular practice. The Tosa Shabbos, who, like many or most Achronim, goes with the Prichadash, actually compares it to Hilcha Shabbos. He says the Tosa Shabbos is writing in Hilcha Shabbos, and the idea of whether how Bishul applies to a Davar HaNechal Kamo Shuchai, and he says, what if it's Nechal Kamo Shuchai to you and not to other people, or vice versa? So he says, Ayin Prichadash, regarding Bishul Akum, who says it depends on depends, he said, butla daito, and who had in here, he says that the same rules would apply, that you generally would say butla daito, except for that one case where there is no clear rov, then you would say every place has its own minhag of butla daito. Now, the truth is, there is makom to be chalek on the prichadash, and kind of from a common sense perspective, besides the svar raised by the Shevet Alevi, that you can argue that Bishul Akum has special rules because it doesn't depend on some kind of lumdish objective definition of edible raw, not edible raw, depends more on practical questions of what's going to cause kurv or chasnus. There is another reason to be chalek on the prichadash. The chida in Machzik Bracha brings a ritva. The ritva, and the truth is really, Tosis already discusses these questions, the Aruch HaShulchan touches on these Tosis. The Rishonim struggle in the sugyas of Batla Daito, the idea of Batla Daito comes up in a number of different sugyas and chas. Sometimes we do say Batla Daito, sometimes we don't say Batla Daito, sometimes the Gemara does seem to distinguish between an individual versus an entire community, sometimes the Gemara doesn't seem to distinguish, always says Batla Daito. So the Rishonim struggle to find rules to explain when we do say Batla Daito and we don't say Batla Daito. The Ritva, after it says several, makes several chilukim to explain several stiras and gemaras, the Ritva comes out with a three-part rule. He summarizes, the rule is, in a case where the minhag is mishunah, it's against seichel, he says, it's wrong, it doesn't make sense, he says, even if some people do it, an entire region does it, if that's an aberration based on our objective understanding of minhag, even though we say al tam v'rech en l'svakech, nevertheless, poskim are willing to say that sometimes this is clearly abnormal, unusual, and then we say that bat l'daito, even an entire city, an entire astra, an entire region will say bat l'daito, and you don't pay any attention. If it's a case where it's not wrong, you know, we can understand going either way. Most people do it one way, some people do it another way. Then he says we're not going to say but l'daito, but then it will depend on each place what they do. The places that don't do something one way, they have it one way. The places that do, then they do, and then neither one is butl to the other one. Third madrega, which is really Tosfos talks, but also I think the third madrega is in a case where only a miyut of people do it a certain way, but in the circumstances they have, everyone would do it that way. They're just that other people don't have the same quantity of the material, they don't have the same circumstances. But in the case that everyone would really do it this way, because it makes the most sense to do it like the miyut, just the rov doesn't have those circumstances, then you follow the miyut. The way he expresses it is, these three hagdaras are, nimtzis lamei, that there are three drachim, the minhag is mishuna, even an entire astra, an entire region, we say bat l'daitam. The minhag is not mishunah, just other people do differently. Then we say heichad nog nog, heichad lo nog lo nog. We do whatever each place, you do whatever the minhag is. And at least by an astra, at least when it's entire community and not individuals. But anytime where the minhag is yafa and roi, and other people don't do it because they don't need it, or that they don't have the same circumstances, then we say that adrabah, the ikar is like the place that does it, at least where the circumstances apply. And that's at least true by an astra, but by an individual, then you don't say that. So the Chidah basically brings this Ritva, who says that the only time you really say hardcore bat l'daito and you simply dismiss an entire region is a case where we, in the view of the halacha, we think the minhag is mishuna. We think it doesn't make sense, and then we say, even if an entire community does it, okay, so they're weird, they're just strange, and we say bat l'daito. But otherwise, if the minhag is not mishuna and not against seichel, then you don't say bat l'daito. So basically, the Chidah seems to imply, he suggests, that this is a reason to be chalak on the Prichadash. Prichadash is saying that you simply have to take a census and see what most people do and ignore everyone else. That depends. It depends whether the minhag is mishunah or not. Now, when you discuss something like sushi, people have very strong feelings about this. Some people will say that you have to be crazy to eat raw fish. It's the Japanese are just weird, and that normal people don't eat raw fish, in which case, even the Ritva would agree that if Japan is not Ruba da Alma, you say bat l'daito. Other people would say, what's weird about it? That we grew up in a culture that doesn't do it, and we don't do it. You can argue if there are health risks. I don't actually know whether sushi poses any kind of raw fish, poses any kind of a realistic health risk. You know, if it does, you can argue that might make him a shunna if it's a bad idea or illogical somehow to do this. So I don't know. You know, the posting don't really give us guidance for how do we decide what's mishunna and what's against seichel and what's not. But I'll call upon him. The Chidah really points out that if we adopt this Ritva, then it's much less clear that we say bat l'daito. I would have said also in the same vein, I would have suggested to the Chidah, to the Prichadash, he brings all these rayas from Chazal, he said bat l'daito. Most of his cases, besides the question of whether objectively the minhag is mishuna or not, most of the cases, at least to the extent that I understand them, the cases the Prichadash brings are cases where it's not 60-40. It's not the pshat that you take it's in a simple numerical row. It's what we would call ruba deminka. It's what we call, there's a clear, the vast majority of people do one way, and there are outliers who do the other way. It's not a question of doing a survey and seeing, okay, you know, let's some people like eggs, some people don't like eggs. We took a survey, 57% of Americans like these kind of eggs, and 43% don't. It's a question of, there's a clear preponderance of people one way, and the other ones are clearly identifiable as outliers. It's related to the question of seichel, but the point is, the Prichadash makes it sound that unless it's a question we don't even know which is rov, as long as we can establish the rov, we say bat l'daito. The only time we don't say bat l'daito is we can't even figure out who the rov is. Right? One could have said, adrabah, the only time we say bat l'daito is a case where there are very clear and overwhelming majorities, a case where there are two well-represented large camps of people, even if one is identifiably largely, you have two countries, and one of them has a population of 400 million, one has a population of 200 million. Yes, it's a rov, but you know, it's hardly a question of there's an overwhelming number of people who dominate one way. It just happens to be that's a bigger country, and they do things one way. So that's also a reason to be chalak on the Prichadash. I guess you really have to learn all these sugyas about l'daito and see whether that works or not. Kalpanim, it is not obvious that that's what the Prichadash is muchat from all the sugyas. One last very brief point. Aruch HaShulchan, very strange, very hard to understand, at least I couldn't grasp what he was saying. He brings a Prichadash, Echad Megidol Achronim, that we say Batla Daito, and then he says, but not when it comes to Medinas. When it comes to Medinas, then you say, Ein Nevtal and Zelazeh, Ayin Tosus and Shabbos, he says, and Erev. And so he says that he doesn't say he's coming to be Chalik on the Prichadash. Prichadash clearly says that even Medinas are Batlas. He first of all, he doesn't acknowledge that he's rejecting half the Prichadash. Second, he brings Tosus. Tosus in both these places does seem to say that even Medinas are Batlas. The only time they're not Batlas, Tosus seems to say, is a case where everyone would do what the small Medina did if they had the same circumstances. If they had as many camels or other things. But a case where everyone has the same fish and just one Medina decides to do it one way and 100 Medinas do it the other way, or one small Medina does one way and a big Medina does the other way, then it seems that Tosus would agree with the Prichadash, except for the chilukim we made. So I don't really understand where the Aruch HaShulchan gets his chiluk from, but l'maisa, the Achronim bring the Aruch HaShulchan, that's how we paskin, is that if an entire Medina does something, it's not batal to other Medinas, which again, obviously has implications for the case of sushi.